From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Twin bombings in Syria's capital Saturday are said to have killed at least 40 people and wounded dozens more, making it one of the most deadliest attacks in the Syrian capital during the six-year civil war. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the blast hit an area of Damascus near Shiite mausoleums that draw pilgrims from around the world. The pilgrims had gathered at a bus station to visit a nearby cemetery. Iraq's foreign ministry said most of the dead and wounded were Iraqis. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The U.S. plans to send 1,000 soldiers to Kuwait as part of its efforts to counter the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. The plan comes as the officials tell VOA a contingent of U.S. Marines have arrived in Syria to provide additional capabilities for allied forces working to push Islamic State forces from their de facto capital of Raqqa, Syria. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party won a landslide victory in the politically crucial northern state of Uttar Pradesh, giving the Indian leader a huge boost halfway through his term. Modi personally led his party's campaign in Uttar Pradesh, promising growth and defending his controversial ban on high-value currency notes, which many had feared would alienate poor voters in an impoverished state. Political analysts said the resounding victory in Uttar Pradesh puts Modi's party in a commanding position ahead of the 2019 general elections. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The White House confirms President Trump's transition team knew before his inauguration that Michael Flynn, Mr. Trump's choice to be National Security Advisor, had been involved in activities that might require him to register as an agent of a foreign government, in this case, Turkey. More from the VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
Flynn worked on behalf of the Turkish government last year on a contract that paid his firm over $500,000. White House spokesman Sean Spicer had been asked earlier whether President Trump was aware of Flynn's work for Turkey, and Friday he said definitively that Trump was not told about the details of Flynn's activities. Flynn was in charge of the National Security Council for only 24 days before being forced to resign. When he stepped down last month, Turkey was not the issue. The White House said Flynn was responsible for misleading Vice President Mike Pence by failing to tell him that Flynn and Moscow's ambassador to Washington had engaged in private talks about U.S. economic sanctions against Russia. These talks took place long before the Trump administration took charge of the White House. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Supporters of impeached South Korean President Park Geun-hye rallied in Seoul Saturday, protesting the Constitutional Court's ruling the day before that led to her removal from office. Police are bracing for more violence after two supporters of Park were killed as they tried to break through police lines outside the court Friday. A large rally by those in favor of the ouster of Park also took place Saturday. South Korea must now hold an election by May 9th to choose Park's successor. Relations between Turkey and Europe took a further downturn this week after many European Union countries objected to visits by Turkish ministers campaigning ahead of a referendum on constitutional change. Ankara wants to drum up support among millions of Turks living in Europe to give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan more powers, which could see him remain in office until the year 2029. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Tensions have been building for several days as local authorities in Austria and Germany blocked appearances by Turkish ministers hoping to rally supporters in Europe. Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu invited supporters into the grounds of its consulate in Hamburg on Tuesday after he was barred from using another building in the German city. Dutch far-right leader Geert Wilders waded into the debate this week ahead of a planned rally in The Hague.
We are in Holland here, not in Turkey, and a Turkish minister has no room here to lobby for somebody like Mr. Erdogan, who is a mere dictator.
That was Henry Ridgewell reporting. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown.
That's the latest world news from VOA.